Hey guys, today I'm going to share with you my absolutely fierce behind the scenes way of becoming one of the best brands on social media. And this works for any industry. We're going to dive on in right after we cue that intro. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am so excited today. Well, first and foremost, I have to share, this is kind of funny. I have never believed in Mercury retrograde before. I've always heard people talk about it and I'm like, yeah, right. There's no way the planets can affect our bodies and minds. And that sounds so naive, but I wasn't brought up really knowing about Mercury retrograde until it hit me. And then literally this morning I woke up and I was feeling 1,000 times like happier and more awake, and there wasn't a fog around me, and I look and Mercury retrograde is over. Okay, enough with the woo-woo, but I'm gonna share with you guys one of my fierce strategies for how to become absolutely cutthroat on social media. So a lot of times people ask me about social listening, responding to comments, et cetera, when it comes to being a social media manager. But this is relevant to business owners as well. There is a popular fast food chain that has absolutely blown up on social, and it is not because of the decisions that they make in a boardroom. They're not sitting around planning, oh, this campaign's gonna be epic, and then they launch something like IHOB, which I have made fun of now for months. No, this brand is none other than Wendy's. And one of the things that Wendy's has been doing that I am in love with, because it is a part of that fierce game plan, is they are doing intense social listening. What does that look like? What that means is Wendy's social media manager is actually looking for tweets that are talking about several different things. Wendy's, burgers, McDonald's, Burger King, hungry. Even when celebrities tweet things about fast food or being hungry or needing to eat, they're tweeting back to them. So they have this really intense process that's pretty darn cutthroat of looking for certain keywords and certain tweets that open the door for conversation. And let me tell you, it is one of the best ways that you can get massive, massive response on social media. That is the truest and best form of social listening. Now, I used to work for a fast food chain, which is kind of funny. It was one of my very first clients, and we used to spend a lot of time social listening. Now, one of the things I did that was so much fun for their brand is I would search for the words of their name or their burger or whatever it was that people were talking about. I would search for those words on Twitter, find the people who are talking about it, retweet it with a comment, and suddenly it created this super engaged community that was like, oh my gosh, insert the name of the fast food chain, is listening. This is so cool. That is one of the fastest ways that you can grow a raving following. But it's not just that. We're also going to talk about monitoring comments, handling comments, what the line is for a business owner and a social media manager. Now, what I want to share with you is, if you are a business owner, I do recommend, to the best of your ability, replying to as many comments as possible. I'm going to be straight up honest. It's not always easy, and it's not always possible to reply to everyone. Sometimes we get hundreds or even thousands of comments in a day. At least I know I do. And sometimes I can't respond to all of those, even with a full team of people. That being said, the more you can respond to, the more questions you can answer, the more you look good, the more attentive you are, the more people say, wow, if this is how they treat their social media, I can't wait to see how they treat their guests in person. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, when it comes to the side of social media managers, where do you draw the line at responding to comments or, you know, monitoring all of the comments? There are a couple of guidelines I hold for myself, and it's pretty important. Number one, I'm going to delete any abusive comments. That is a hard stop. If anything is borderline, I'm going to go ahead and possibly hide it. And if there are comments that are seriously damaging to the brand's reputation but are true or based on an experience, I'm going to alert the business owner to it. Now, the reason that I don't personally respond to these comments is because that's a big responsibility. When you reply, you have the ability to potentially go viral for your reply. You have PR to worry about. You have maybe even HR, depending on if it has to do with your company. There's a lot that goes into replying to comments about specific experiences. And the last thing I want to do is cause a legal issue because I'm trying to respond the best way that I know how. So as a social media manager, I personally like to leave replying to comments to the business and their customer service team. I think it's one of the best ways that you can prevent yourself from getting into trouble or even from damaging the business's reputation just because you didn't know something about their particular industry. So that being said, that's what I love. It's my fiercest strategy for social listening, monitoring comments. It is seriously one of the best ways that you can grow a raving following on social media. I'll catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Hey, that's me. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.